Let's move on to the other mutations and alterations we want to talk about today. And we want to talk next about Rett. And to get into that, Estella, can you tell us about your 59-year-old woman?
Okay, so this is a very interesting case. So this woman presented 4 years ago with shortness of breath, and she was taken to surgery and found to have metastatic disease to the pleura. So she had adenocarcinoma, stage T3, I guess it was NX and 1A. So she had just a VATS procedure. Her EGFR algros were wild type, and at that point, 4 years ago, they did report the red rearrangement, but I didn't know what to make of it at that point. So we proceeded to do chemotherapy. She had 4 cycles of carboplatin, pemetrexed, bevacizumab. And then after that, she declined to do maintenance therapy because after we had done the 4 cycles, she had no areas of measurable disease. And she had done research on her own, and she just felt that she didn't want to be on treatment for so long. So we decided to monitor her. And I expected her to progress relatively fast, but she actually didn't progress for about 3.5 years. In the fall of last year, she had a new recurrence in the pleura that we were just washing. We did a repeat biopsy to see if she had a different type of mutation. It was the same red rearrangement that she had. And then eventually the pleural lesion grew, and we convinced her to go for one of the clinical trials. But I guess it was interesting that we monitor her off treatment, which I thought wouldn't be the case for this red patient. So I guess I wanted to know if the course of red patients is different. Is this really an isolated case where the patient did well initially with chemo? Do they respond to chemo as well? Do they need immunotherapy up front?
So again, Justin, natural history of RET, is this case unusual or typical?
Yeah, so RET rearrangements are found in 1-2% of lung cancer. What we know is these tend to be enriched among never smokers. There was a report a couple years ago from the Memorial Group. If you look at never smokers who were EGFR, ALK, ROS1 negative, the frequency jumps up to about 16%. So, you know, kind of underscoring that, in just like this patient, you know, a high probability once you include some of the other drivers. You know, these alterations were first discovered in lung cancer around 2012. Of course, they were known in papillary thyroid cancer before that. You know, early on after the descriptions, you know, there were a series of efforts using multi-kinase inhibitors, things like cabozantinib, vendatinib, that showed fairly modest response rates, you know, 20-30%, but high rates of toxicity. Around the same time, though, to the point about the natural history, a series looking at clinical pathologic characteristics, it's not that these alterations confer this indolent disease biology. You know, my experience has been that they behave much like typical lung cancer. Obviously, there's a spectrum. You know, you have some patients who have indolent disease, some patients who have aggressive disease, but it's not like, as a whole, they're indolent lung cancers. However, interestingly, in this patient, you know, it sounds like was very sensitive to pemetrexed. And I have a patient very similar to this who received pemetrexed, went on maintenance for a little while, and then has been off of maintenance for 4 years. As the new selective RET inhibitors have come into the clinic, I introduced them to her, but I said, let's hold off for now. Let's get to the dose. She still hadn't recurred, and now we're talking about let's wait till they're FDA approved and you have evidence of visible disease. But it does look like, and this applies to ALK and EGFR, you know, there is a subgroup of patients who are usually never smokers with oncogene-driven lung cancers that can be exquisitely sensitive to pemetrexed. And, you know, Alex Drillin and the Memorial team described this in RET. It was a very small series, but, you know, I've seen this before, but it's not universal for these patients.
That's really cool. I heard about it with ALK, but I never heard about it with RET. That's really interesting.